about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I don't know what's happening to me. I need a doctor. I washed my hair this morning, and there was so much hair at the bottom of the shower. Look at it. I have the clump right here for you guys to see. Look at the from my head. The hair's from my head. Come on, people. I'm losing hair from the head. Yeah, look at that. Look at this clump. How am I losing so much? I don't want to wash my hair anymore. This stinks. Here I am. You know, people come in. Oh, I have hair loss, Dr. Dahlia. I'm like, easy. We'll test your thyroid. Maybe it's stress. You know, meanwhile, I have a big, full, thick head of hair, unibrow, right? No. Now I'm losing the same hair my patients are losing. Now, true, this is my 26th hour on the radio this week. I've been doing a lot of radio this week, doing morning drive on KDWN as well as my show through GCN. I mean, so maybe that could be it, but boy, this is a lot of hair from my head. Honestly, you guys are mean. Gosh, you guys are mean. All right. Well, anyway, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be having a couple new affiliates. Yes, there's going to be new affiliates coming on in April, listening in on Saturdays to the Dr. Dahlia Show. WRJM from Charleston, Illinois. WHOW from Bloomington, Illinois. You guys better be nice. That when they join in, better be nice. I mean it. We want new affiliates, okay? That's very important for my show to grow. All right. A lot of stuff to talk about. I guess there's this super aspirin now that can shrink tumors of 11 different types of cancer. That's kind of some cool stuff. We need to talk about that. Also, there's a woman that claimed her dog saved her life 4 times because, from what I understand, he licked her and could tell that her sugar was too high. It's disgusting. I'll give you guys a heads up so you can put down your breakfast. Also, it looks like Planned Parenthood is in the news again. A couple things going on with Planned Parenthood. We're going to have to talk about that. And then did you guys hear about this Oregon, this couple in Oregon that sued the Legacy Health System because it gave birth to a child with Down syndrome? And actually won. They won because the testing was falsely negative. And so I guess rather than enjoying the beautiful birth of a beautiful baby, they decided to sue for $3 million and win. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, I want you to call in toll-free. Our 1-877 number is 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, D-O-C-D-A-L-I, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, or 1-877-362-3254. Comments. No, don't give me any suggestions. I really don't want, except for my hair loss. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, don't look at the drain. Gosh, that was scary. You know, and you want to know what hair I lost? Not the gray. The hair that was dyed. I mean, the gray hair falls out, I don't care. Then, I mean, no loss. But the colored hair fell out. Got to go back to Jerry, my hairdresser. He's got to fix me up. Also, you guys know there's an on-demand button on my website where you can hear, you know, if I'm on air, I'm usually on air 16 hours a week. I just threw in an extra 10 hours this week for funsies on KDON, which was great. I love KDON. I mean, that's where I was born. Great station. You could listen to my shows on my on-demand button on my website at drdahlia.com. Also, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Very important because that's where you get the updates, especially in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. Okay, so what happened here? All right, now, apparently when I first reported on this yesterday, I didn't have all the facts, and it was kind of new. We just heard that somebody had testing for Down syndrome. It came back negative, and Ariel and Deborah Levy were upset because the testing came back negative. So I have a little bit more information today. Apparently, this was a little bit of a deeper test that ended up having a false negative. Apparently, mom is 34 years old, and even though that's not considered advanced maternal age. Like, if you were 36, you're considered old. In gynecological years, you're old. Okay? Your uterus is old when you're 36. I know. I'm really over the hill then, okay? So, she's 34 years old, and I guess the Levies first learned they were pregnant, which was a surprise. All right. In November of 2006. So they were concerned that the child would have a genetic disorder and asked for genetic testing. So they went to Dr. Thomas Jenkins, a doctor through Legacy Health in Oregon, performed chronic villus sampling when the mom was 13 weeks pregnant. During the test, small amount of tissue taken from the womb analyzed, and the results indicated that the baby had no chromosomal abnormalities. All right. Subsequent ultrasounds, they say, now this I didn't have yesterday, so this is new. Okay, and I'm sorry. All right. Did show that there might have been abnormalities that indicated Down syndrome. But the Levies claimed they were continually reassured that the baby did not have Down syndrome. Because I was wondering, how the heck could they have won a case like this? Well, I guess this is why. So, a week after the daughter Kalanit's birth, the family learned that she had Down syndrome. So the lawsuit claimed that the doctor did not test tissue from the baby, but instead did the chronic, the chorionic villus sampling from the mom, of course, and that gave an inaccurate result. And then despite the abnormal ultrasounds, family was never advised to have an amniocentesis. The couple claimed if they would have gotten accurate results, they would have aborted the baby. Now, they're saying that the daughter is not expected to be able to live on her own. What are they talking about? Down syndrome, babies now. I mean, they can live well into adulthood, even longer. I'm not really sure what the facts are with this. And that, to me, that doesn't matter. In fact, I told my doctor, don't even test me. I mean, whether my child, God forbid, would have Down syndrome or not, I'm going to want the baby and love the baby, so don't even test me. There is no sense. She's like, I have to test you, because if there is an issue, then I have the neonatologist ready on standby. You know, I need to know what I'm delivering, so let me test. And, you know, unfortunately, my kids came out, without any chromosomal abnormalities. But, there's such a thing called wrongful birth, and there are these lawsuits where you could sue for a wrongful birth. Now, some states are banning them, but apparently in Oregon, this can still go on. And I mean, if they're going to be suing Legacy Health, should they maybe sue each other for the chromosomal abnormalities? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Right before the break, we were talking about this wrongful death suit, where I guess if you give birth to a baby, where your genetic testing or the testing comes out falsely negative, you can actually sue and win. Again, something that shouldn't be a shock to us with, you know, today's legal system. It just blows my mind because, you know, Legacy Health System now being sued for $3 million. Maybe some people think it's a drop in the bucket. But why are we under the impression that these tests are 100%? I had to have an amniocentesis with my second son. And, you know, surprisingly, it didn't hurt. You know, they stick a needle in your belly. I was hardly making any fluid. We had to induce labor at least a month early. They wanted to make sure his lungs were healthy enough. So they had to try to take out some of the fluid. And I had hardly any fluid. And so here they are. They're, you know, sticking a needle in there. And I'm trying, please don't miss the fetus, because there's obviously no, you know, no area of cushion with the fluid. And it didn't even hurt. You know, but then again, you know, when your stomach is that stretched out, I'm sure the nerves are, you know, few and far between there. I mean, I look like I was going to explode. Wow. It was, I was ugly. You know, people use the term glowing when you're pregnant. Glowing. I was glowing because my skin was so stretched. The sun was reflecting off of it. And you get pimply, too. All right, don't make me even go there. Okay. So anyway, yeah, so, you know, and I knew there were going to be false negatives or false positives. I mean, nothing is 100% in medicine. But I'm like, you know what, let's go with it. Whatever comes, comes, you know. And we go, you know, we go from there. And, I can understand. If this family was really did not want a Down syndrome child, you know, I mean, you know, people, I guess, have a right to their likes and dislikes. But, you know, what's going to happen from this? If these wrongful births, how could that even be a term that exists? I still don't get it. All right. Well, I do know why. I guess last year, or was it a couple years ago, there was a child born with no arms and only one leg. And I guess the family, from what I understand, I don't have all the facts on the case on this one, I guess wasn't notified of all the birth defects. Okay, that's a little screwy there. I got to figure out what's going on with that case. But still, you know, I mean, a beautiful baby, you know, yes, having Down syndrome, there are some chromosomal abnormalities, but, you know, still it's, you know, it's a baby. It's a, you know, beautiful baby. And, you know, it would be nice to see somewhere them saying they love the child. It would be nice, okay? But, you know, granted, they saw a way to sue. They sued, won almost $3 million. Okay, what do you think medical centers are going to do now? Well, I guess if they are going to do chorionic villus sampling, or they're going to do the triple screen test, or they're going to do any testing, maybe what they're going to have to do is make you sign a battery of legal paperwork. I guess saying, look, this test is not going to be 100%. I am notifying you that a medical test is not always 100% accurate. Maybe they're going to have to, I mean, if not, if you could sue any time your child has Down syndrome and the test has a false negative, then, you know, eventually these people aren't going to want to, you know, take care of babies. They're not going to want to take care of prenatal, you know, prenatal care. Why should they? At $3 million a pop. You know, and I understand we need to have a judicial system. We need to have a means to sue. If you have a doctor that is completely negligent, extremely grossly negligent, gross malpractice, comes to work drunk, like I said, you know, chops off the wrong leg, you know, denies you a mammogram. You are asking to be mammogrammed at age 50, and they say no. This is why we have to have a system. Okay, we have to, because there are some idiots out there, and that is why, you know, we should be able to sue. But, you know, taking, you know, doing an expensive, fairly accurate test like that, all right, things happening. Again, I don't know what's going on from an ultrasound point of view. I mean, we aren't getting the full story. You know, if it's going to be putting medical centers and doctors at risk, you're going to probably have doctors say, to heck with it. Remember what happened back in Southern Nevada in 2002, and I'm sure in multiple other states throughout the country, when St. Paul decided to pull out, St. Paul malpractice insurance, St. Paul decided to pull out. So many people that had St. Paul insurance had to scramble for their malpractice insurance, doctors and medical providers, that is. So people were scrambling. Now, luckily, we didn't have St. Paul. So I think we were okay. I think we had doctor's company or something. We were already, and we didn't have any lawsuits. So God forbid we had St. Paul, we could easily jump to somebody else. But other doctors who already had one lawsuit on their record, and, you know, the statistics are high. You know, many of us get sued at some point in our career. They couldn't find another malpractice company that would take them. They couldn't jump to another company. So what ended up happening is they had to scrounge around, and they found some companies that were really taking them for a ride, saying, you know what, we'll take you, but because you've been sued and sued for a multi-million dollar case, your rates are at least going to be in the hundred thousands. And so many doctors said, well, then I'm not going to deliver babies. I can't do it. And we had discovered that if you delivered X amount of babies, you would be paying a different amount than another doctor that would be delivering X amount of babies. So what people decided to do was cut themselves off at a certain number. I forget the number was 85, 100 deliveries a year. I forget the number. So what ended up happening is in Southern Nevada, and I'm pretty sure in other states, you had a dearth of obstetricians who were able to deliver babies because they were cutting people off. They were saying, I'm sorry, I hit my max. My malpractice will go higher. And there were women having to travel to LA and other cities – and other states to get their prenatal care because they could not find an OB. It was really scary at that time. Now, things have kind of evened out. I mean, I remember I found out I was pregnant right before my doctor was able to do her cutoff. And I don't blame these doctors. I mean, if your malpractice is going to double because you deliver, you know, one more baby than the limit, you have to do what you have to do. You know, I mean, $100,000+ a year for malpractice is absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, that's all that the medical community could do. They could say, you know what, we're just going to stop the services. And, you know, it's a shame because we're just in, you know, we're in a system where, you know, people that really, really need the, you know, judicial system to work for them sometimes can't use it to their benefit. And then you have people that are abusing the system with these lawsuits that just baffle me. And you start to get lack of access. So I'm not sure where this is going to go. I mean, again, hopefully 3 million is a drop in the bucket so these people could still carry on prenatal care. But if it's not, yeah, you're going to probably see them go, you want to know what? You're high risk. Out of here. Go somewhere else. I don't want to touch it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the possible lawsuit. I can't tell you your baby's going to be 100% fine. And if I'm living in a state, such as Oregon, where I could get sued, no, out of here. Go somewhere else. I don't want you. And I mean, yeah, and the patient's the one that suffers. You know, because I know you have women out there going, you know, look, you know, whoever I give birth to, I'm going to love. All right. You know, and I'm not going to go after you for something that happened by nature or husband's chromosomes or my chromosomes. You know, I mean, if we gave birth to a child with chromosomal abnormality, I'm not going to really blame the doctor. Their case was they would have aborted. And because they lost that chance to abort, they're going after somebody. It's a shame. Shame. All right. Now, here's something else that came out in the news today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was the headline I woke up to. Obama administration to end funding for Texas health program over state's abortion law. All right, now maybe you guys know a little bit more about this than I. I just looked at this. The federal government will stop funding a Texas health program that serves 130,000 low-income women because of a state law that bans abortion-affiliated clinics from getting public money, i.e. Planned Parenthood. So let me get this straight. If Texas does not fund Planned Parenthood, they are losing federal money for underinsured women. Where does that make sense? So now are you telling me, rather than Planned Parenthood being an asset to the healthcare system, which they claim it is a huge liability, am I the only one that's thinking states are going to want Planned Parenthood to just go away, not exist, just leave? It looks like an association with Planned Parenthood or lack of association is just pure poison to you. Whether in the media, whether from a public relations standpoint, or now from a government grant standpoint, they say the federal money, which covers 90% of the state's $40 million program, will be phased out between May and September because the law violates federal regulations requiring that women have a choice in medical care, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said during a trip to Houston. So that means a women's health program will join a long list of programs nationwide on the chopping block because of their affiliations with Planned Parenthood. Or lack of them. All right. Am I the only one that finds something screwy with this? And I'm not even done yet. I guess Planned Parenthood is now being accused of Medicaid fraud. We got more to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, I have, as a physician that practices in Las Vegas, I have had many patients that I have actually co-managed with Planned Parenthood. You know, I had never thought ill, and I don't want to. I don't want to think ill of Planned Parenthood. I really have never had, you know, that many issues with them because my patients had gone and would receive birth control very cheap. They would be getting their pap smears there, and they were pretty happy they were able to get in. They had wonderful things to say about them. And, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, you know. And then I know there was a controversy with the abortions and all that, but from what I understand, it was a very, very small amount, and I never, ever had an issue. You know, again, it was brought to huge media light when we had the frenzy, the media frenzy against Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. Now, I'm a huge fan of Komen Foundation, huge fan, and all the work they did for breast cancer. And so I don't know about you guys, and maybe I'm exposing my naivety, but when I was watching all that happen a few months ago, I was like, really? Komen Foundation works with Planned Parenthood? I was like, oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that Planned Parenthood performs mammograms. I had no idea. So I thought I was naive. I wasn't sure what, you know, and then, of course, the truth came out saying, no, Planned Parenthood doesn't perform mammograms. So I guess they're receiving money from Komen for the cure, which was nice of Komen until, of course, that whole frenzy happened and Komen was ridiculed and just ripped to pieces by the media until they gave in and said, all right, fine, I'll give you guys your millions of dollars every year. And, you know, then I was like, okay, wait a second. And, you know, Planned Parenthood kind of looked a little evil, right? They were like, gosh, you know, I mean, if I was Planned Parenthood and we talked about this, I would have said, look, guys, thank you, everybody. I would have made a public statement and said, everybody at the Komen Foundation, thank you for all your years of support. We understand that you guys are now just kind of, you know, revisiting how you're doing your foundation and how you're doing your donations and scholarships. But thank you for all the years of support. And hopefully we will be able to work together in the future. That's what I would have done. I wouldn't have run to Congress or run to the media and done a complete bash on them. I wouldn't have done that. And from what I understand, that's what happened. And now we have, which again blows my mind, a pretty significant health program in Texas now being cut because they are not associating themselves with Planned Parenthood. Now, how could the government blackmail them like this? Okay, if Texas really needs this money for 130,000 low-income women, they're probably going to be forced then to work with Planned Parenthood. Now, is Planned Parenthood a government agency? I thought Planned Parenthood was private. You know, and why is Planned Parenthood again in the news? You know, I feel like I am losing respect for them day after day. Remember, they have helped my patients for years that didn't have insurance, couldn't see their gynecologist, were in between jobs. You know, I mean, we have actually, you know, been, you know, coexisting with an institution that we thought has been doing pretty phenomenal care until now we're seeing such a taint with the government. Now, I'm wondering if maybe Planned Parenthood, and again, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, you know, I mean, are any of them going, guys, leave us out of this? You know, leave us out of this. No, we don't want the Obama administration to put us in the forefront of their politics. We don't want them to use us as an excuse for Texas women to not get health care. Keep us out of it. Now, if I was a part of Planned Parenthood's PR, I would do that. I would say, look, guys, we are apolitical. Keep us out of this. We want Texas women. The whole reason why we as Planned Parenthood exist, our mission is to give underserved women health care. So if we're hearing that other underserved women are not going to get health care, that's against our belief system and our premise. And so no. Please keep us out of this and go ahead and help the Texas women. But you're not seeing that. You're not seeing that. And, you know, you're going to start seeing an organization that is going to be looking more and more evil to those of us going, what the heck is going on? You know, why can't the abortion aspect be separate? You know, maybe Planned Parenthood needs to change their name. I don't know. Have the abortion side a completely separate entity and then have the pap smears and women's education and, you know, breast care, et cetera, whatever they claim they do for breasts, which is why they require the Komen Foundation's millions of dollars. You know, maybe they need to have that as a separate entity. But right now, from a public relations perspective, these guys are dying. I mean, unless they really think they're on the right side of this. And it's a shame because, again, who is caught in the middle of this whole controversy? The low-income uninsured patients. While all this is going back and forth, abortion rights, birth control, donation funding, etc., you're having people right now in the midst of this going, wait a second, wherever we were getting our health care, we're not going to be able to get. And I find that extremely frustrating. I don't want to dislike Planned Parenthood. I never have. I've never wanted to. But if I'm going to choose between the Komen Foundation, and I mean, if they're going to make us choose sides, I'm going to choose Komen because, from what I understand, they do amazingly good work, and I need them to exist still to perpetuate the education and the help they're giving women for breast cancer. I mean, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer, and they don't have a choice for that. Women have a choice to have sex and go on birth control. Most women do, except the ones, God forbid, that are attacked. But most women have a choice, you know, to have sex and require birth control or not. All right. Most of we women do not have a choice with our breast cancer. So if I have to choose as a clinician, I don't want to choose. I'm going to choose for the Komen Foundation. And like this with Texas, if I had to choose sides, it would be the government funding, you know, for these desperately needed, you know, health programs for underserved people, because there's a little bit more to birth control and pap smears. Right. There's diabetic health. There's pelvic inflammatory diseases, there's bladder infections, there's a whole variety of other issues that this money could help. And again, I don't want to choose, but it's looking like they're going to start making the American people choose. And why do we even have a say? It's our money. This is our taxpaying dollars. Maybe we do need to say. It's just, I really never wanted to look, you know, poorly on what's going on with Planned Parenthood, but apparently they're aligning themselves up with this administration, and the media is making them look bad, even though they're trying to be in their defense. Now, what's going on here? For those who join us, this is a Dr. Dolly show. Call in anytime, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now, I guess, this also just in, Planned Parenthood of Houston and Southeast Texas officials filed thousands of false Medicaid claims, allegedly, worth more than $5 million, according to a federal whistleblower lawsuit first made public yesterday. Apparently, this was filed by the Alliance Defense Fund, alleges that Planned Parenthood of Houston submitted at least 87,000 false, fraudulent, or ineligible claims for Medicaid reimbursement. Does Planned Parenthood get Medicaid funds? I didn't know that. Under the title, it looks like 19 of the program with the Texas Women's Health Program. They say the claims were filed between 2007 and 2009 were valued more at $5.7 million. They say, according to the federal whistleblower law, such suits cannot be made public until federal and state officials decide whether to join them. So I guess this may actually go forward. All right, so we'll see what happens. And again, my problem with this is I don't want Planned Parenthood. Let me explain here. I do not want Planned Parenthood being looked at in a poor light because there are so many women that benefit from some of their programs. All right? I mean, maybe what they need to do is just revamp this whole thing, come up with a new institution that's getting the donations and the funds, et cetera, that have nothing to do with all the politics, so they could still continue to do the work that they need to do. But now with all this, I see them spiraling downhill, and it's really a shame, because like I said, I've had patients that have used them. All right, guys. Whew. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I sometimes wish politics was just completely out of it, and the more I notice is it's all about politics. I hate that. I hate it. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared paired with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. You know what I think is so weird? Daylight savings time. Don't forget, we got to spring our clocks forward by an hour Sunday, I guess, which is tomorrow at 2 a.m. Yeah, I'm going to set my alarm to wake up so I could change the clock. I'll probably do it. I'm going to forget. I always forget. And it stinks because I got to take my kids to Sunday school in the morning. You know, so most likely I'm going to forget. And then I'm going to be like, duh, we're late. They don't like going to Sunday school. Yeah, oh, man. Then they don't like eating their bananas. But, yeah, so don't forget, you got to spring your clocks forward, which means we're losing an hour of sleep. They say that puts us at risk for heart attacks Monday and Tuesday. Don't you hate that? I mean, it's bad enough we're going to lose an hour of sleep, and then they're saying that we are at 10% higher risk for heart attack. Why? Well, the cells don't like to be sleep deprived, they say, and the stress causes inflammation, and inflammation causes heart disease, so we're at more risk for a heart attack because we lose the sleep. I don't know if it's so much we're so sleep deprived by that hour. I think because of maybe a little bit of the shock, but I think because we're ticked. We are really mad. I am going to be very grumpy on Monday. I always am. I mean, Monday is usually our grumpy day. But I'm going to be very, very grumpy. And then on top of that, with the time change, that could probably do it. So just, you know, well, one option is, you know, call in, right? You know, just don't go in. This way you get to sleep in. You don't even really notice the hour. You could do that, you know, or just, you know, not care. I know, you know, we were being grumpy about Benjamin Franklin, but it wasn't Benjamin Franklin. He, even though he came up with the idea, I guess it was Hudson in the late, I'm trying to think what year it was. He's the one that gets credit for this springing forward because I guess it was going to help his crops. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, him wanting to have good crops is now messing up our sleep. So just don't forget, change your clocks. Okay, now this is some cool stuff, guys. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. A new super aspirin shrinks tumors for 11 different cancers. And they say this aspirin is safer than regular aspirin. That's kind of cool. They say scientists discovered that the aspirin compound called NOSH, N-O-S-H aspirin, can curb the growth of 11 different types of human cancer cells, including colon, pancreatic, prostate, breast, and leukemia. It's only been tested on animals thus far, has not hurt normal cells. They say mice carrying human colon cancer tumors were given the new aspirin. No, wait a second here. Wait a second here. You know, are these studies the best studies to do? They're genetically engineering mice to carry another species' cancer. And then they're all excited when the cancer doesn't propagate. Did you ever think that maybe the cancer is not propagating because it's in a mouse and not a human, if it's a human cancer? All right, well, you know what, I don't want to rain on this parade here, okay, let's, you know, well, I know we're all happy about this, but, you know, I mean, what do you expect the cancer to do if it's human cancer in a mouse? I won't go there. All right, so anyway, mice carrying human colon cancer tumors were given the new aspirin known as NOSH aspirin. It caused the cancer cells to shrink by 85%, 85 and self-destruct, without any signs of toxicity in the mice. Lead author was Professor Khosrow Kashfi from the City College of New York, said if what we have seen in animals can be translated to humans, which is, of course, what we care about, it could be used in conjunction with other drugs to shrink tumors before chemo or surgery. Can you imagine if you could pop this aspirin to reduce the size so you don't have to have a big chunk of your lung taken out? That's kind of nice. Now, they have found that ordinary aspirin could shrink tumors by 50%. This sucker, 85. All right. They say only 24 hours after treating a culture of cancer cells, this NOSH aspirin demonstrated 100,000 times greater potency than aspirin alone. And at 72 hours, about 250,000 times more potent in an in vitro cell culture against human colon cancer. Now, again, you know, we need to, you know, again, we, you know, we always get excited about things in the lab that we never see it come to fruition. You know, okay, don't get us all excited. When is it coming out on the market? Well, they don't know. They don't know. They say the new compound is based on a hybrid of two previous formulations. One part of the hybrid aspirin releases nitric oxide. No, nitric oxide isn't a gas, no, which helps protect the stomach lining. The other releases hydrogen sulfide, which, come on, people. Come on, can you please be serious? Please be serious. Which researchers have, come on, previously shown enhances aspirin's cancer fighting ability. Come on, don't make me giggle. I have been on air this is my 26th hour on air this week. All right, so I get it. You can fight colon cancer because it's in the bowel and you have the gas. All right, let's just move on. Honestly, you guys, no maturity whatsoever. No maturity at all. All right, what's this? Woman's best friend, diabetic mother, reveals how her Cocker Spaniel has saved her life 4 times. All right, I know where this is going. Carol Miller, 42, was devastated when she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. That's a diabetes where you got to take insulin. All right, it's a very destructive diabetes, even more destructive than type 2. Got to take insulin. So she's had to inject herself 5 times a day. And, of course, when you are a type 1 diabetic, you are more at risk for diabetic comas. Now, her dog, she says, has saved her 4 times. All right. They say, she says, if her sugar levels drop and she starts to sweat, she gives off a salty scent. All right. And if it's too high, she gives off a sweet smell. Have you guys ever smelled a diabetic? Right. And their ketones. It's a very weird, sweet smell. You could smell it off their breath. It's a smell. Her condition grew worse. And after losing weight, she was diagnosed. Okay, we get that. Now, what does the dog do? All right, well, what does the dog do? I guess the dog sniffs her, licks her, and what, does he wake her up? What does the dog do? I mean, the dog's a gorgeous dog. Why are we even talking about this dog? She said she was awake. She could tell when she was about to have a hypoglycemic spell, but she wouldn't when she was asleep. Oh, so I guess the doctor would wake her up because she stunk. I get it. See, my dogs aren't that smart. My dogs are kind of stupid. Yeah. You know what they smell? They smell when the cat takes a dump and they go over to the potty box and eat it. My dogs eat the cat's poop. And it's really frustrating for me because I'm not quick enough to get to the potty box. You know, when my cats do their poo-poo, you know, I try to run to the poo-poo box to clean it up. A lot of times I can't because the dog gets to it and eats it. All right? But what's even worse is my children, who are really knowledgeable of what the dogs ate, the dogs run over to the kids and they go, oh, hi. And guess where the dogs kiss them? On the face. So now I got to clean the kid's face from the poo-poo mixed up with the dog saliva on their face, and the cat's looking at all of us like, what the heck is going on? I did the right thing. I went poo-poo in the poo-poo box. Okay. Now, Facebook has been in the news again because apparently their friend suggestions got somebody in a heap of trouble. You know how when you're on Facebook, it says, I suggest you become a friend of Dr. Dahlia, right? You know, and the people are like, I don't want to be friends with her. Really? Really? I got to read her posts? Well, apparently Facebook had decided to connect two women. They thought that these two Washington women would probably want to connect on Facebook. Well, I guess because there was some sort of an association with Alan O'Neill, 41 years old. What Facebook didn't know, and what either women didn't know, is he was married to both of them. According to documents filed on Thursday, O'Neill married a woman in 2001, moved out in 2009, changed his name, and remarried without divorcing her. So now he's up on bigamy charges. The first wife first noticed O'Neill had moved on to another woman when Facebook suggested the friendship connection to wife number two on the People You May Know. Wife number one went to wife number two's page and saw a picture of her and her husband with a wedding cake. Duh! Wife number one then called the defendant's mother. Oh, no. Uh-oh, she got the mother-in-law involved. I'd probably first call my mother, and then I'd probably call my husband's mother, absolutely, an hour later. Oh, see, this is what happens to get the mama involved. Whew. An hour later, the defendant arrived at number one's apartment. All right, I think they're still Facebook friends. And I think one super poked the other. Okay, all right. Okay, guys, great week of radio. Please stay tuned Monday and just follow me on Twitter so we can stay in touch. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.